One of the areas that we're focusing on, Tom, is the kind of the economic impact. And we've seen the jobless claims surge to over 22 million. We know there's going to be a dire impact on 2Q GDP. Also, the system, Tom, is kind of bracing for what is expected to be a rising wave of bankruptcies. And the question is, can the system deal with it? Is there ways to help some of these businesses? To bring us up to date, we welcome Leslie Pappas. She's a Bloomberg Law correspondent. Leslie, thanks so much for joining us. Again, we're bracing for just some dire economic consequences from this coronavirus. Give us a sense of how the wave of bankruptcies is likely to develop in this country.
Well, hi, thanks for having me. Of course, the short answer is nobody knows exactly when this surge is going to come, but the bankruptcy courts are expecting a wave to come in. They're not actually expecting the consumer bankruptcies to be filed right away. Those are probably going to happen down the road when stimulus checks run out and the bills start piling up. But they are expecting that within possibly as soon as a couple months, or it could be as far as 9 months, they're going to start seeing an uptick in Chapter 11 and commercial filings.
Is bankruptcy now the same as it was in 2008, back when we were talking about this the last time? Is the process the same?
There's differences for. The process is basically the same. What the bankruptcy courts are worried about, though, is that the Chapter 11 filings, the tools that are used aren't going to work if all of the filings come in all at once. In 2008, if you look at the numbers, that there was an increase in Chapter 11 filings starting in 2008, but the numbers really got big actually in 2009. So it's a longer tail, that comes out, whereas this has been very sudden, it's been very sharp, and there's just a huge amount of uncertainty. Nobody knows how long these shutdowns are going to last, and so you have suddenly all at once businesses in all different industries just being choked. They don't have any cash, they don't have any revenues, they don't have any money coming in, and they can't open their stores. They can't, for a normal Chapter 11 filing, one of the things you do is you start selling your assets. You hold an auction. You look for somebody to possibly buy your company or spin off a unit or something like that. What if you can't find any buyers? What if you can't, if you're not going to get any bidders to put up a bid at auction, you can't hold an auction. If you can't get bankruptcy financing, How are you going to even put together a prepackaged bankruptcy? So that's the thing that professionals are worried about now, is simply, how are the tools of bankruptcy going to work if they're just flooded?
Right.
In the same way hospitals are being, are flooded by patients. Something that works in normal times, how is it going to work today?
So, Leslie, what's the sense from the stimulus that we've seen and the stimulus that we're expected to get maybe today or tomorrow? Is that going to have a material impact on kind of maybe flattening the curve a little bit in terms of these bankruptcies?
I think the question overall is just, is it going to be enough? And is handing out money really the way to do it, or are there other ways to maybe prevent companies from sort of getting sick in the first place if they were a healthy company? We're not talking about the ones that were about to file anyhow, but so some people are suggesting, how about just like, let's put things on hold a little bit. You've got a contract, everybody's going to be in default. Everybody is going to be, if they don't have revenue coming in, they're not going to be able to repay their loans. Can we just kind of take a deep breath, renegotiate contracts for a short time, have a standstill agreement, just sort of stop for a bit? There are people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so that makes sense, and we'll have to see how this plays out. And unfortunately, I think, as you were suggesting, Leslie, there will be a wave, and the question is, you know, can the courts handle it? And we're going to have to see how this plays out. Hopefully the stimulus will help out some of these small, mid-sized businesses. Leslie Pappas, Bloomberg Law Corresponding, and thank you so much for joining us.